Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. The Davenport Police Department is pushing for a $500,000 contract to purchase body cameras for all of its sworn officers. The proposed contract with equipment and technology company Axon comes after a year of interviews and test runs with at least four different companies interested in securing a contract. The deal with Axon includes 150 body cameras, charging equipment, maintenance, and cloud-based storage for footage. Axon says it provides cameras to over half of the country's major police departments. After selling stun guns for over 20 years, the company renamed and rebranded itself in April with a mission to, quote, make the bullet obsolete. Axon also sells software that provides automatic face redaction and allows officers to more easily share footage with prosecutors. The city council will consider the $550,000 contract tonight. Illinois' new school funding formula promised no district would lose money, but a provision contained in the state budget bill will result in a loss of at least 10% for some districts. Education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
The cut comes because lawmakers raided the Corporate Personal Property Replacement Tax Fund, known as CPPRT. Never heard of it? Don't feel bad. Vic Zimmerman, superintendent of Monticello Schools, hadn't either.
I was superintendent at St. Joe Ogden before I came here, and we got $30,000 in CPPRT. And I come over here and I see we're getting, you know, $6.5 million. I'm like, what's this?
CPPRT basically promises local government units, including schools, the same money they got from corporations back in 1979, even for companies that no longer exist. 22 school districts rely on it for at least 15% of their budgets. But lawmakers skimmed $300 million away to fund a variety of services, including community colleges and court reporters, leaving less money to go to schools and other local government units. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
The Quad City Airport will soon have some cash to spend after the Federal Aviation Administration promised it $3 million for capital improvements this year. Ken Carley, Assistant Director of Aviation and Operations, says the airport will use that money to update the runway's 40-year-old lighting systems.
A lot of airports struggle with what's the highest priority need. You know, for a number of years, our pavement was the higher priority, and we devoted most of our airport improvement program dollars into rehabilitating pavements. But we're in a position now where the condition of the pavements on the airfield is excellent, so we can kind of turn our attention to some other projects.
The federal dollars are part of an annual allocation for the planning and development of public airports. The Quad City Airport receives about $3.3 million a year. The Reynolds administration is closing the books on the state of Iowa's fiscal year that ended in June, and as predicted, revenues fell short of what was needed to cover all the spending the legislature approved. But the shortfall wasn't as bad as feared, and the governor will not call lawmakers back for a special session. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
At the end of June, the nonpartisan Legislative Services Agency estimated the shortfall at more than $100 million, far more than the governor could cover with emergency funds. Instead, once tax collections that spilled over into July, August, and September are counted, the shortfall is only $13 million. Department of Management Director Dave Roeder said final tax receipts for manufacturing, insurance, and online purchases were stronger than expected.
The governor was very careful. Was not to do the speculation until it was done.
Reynolds will cover the shortfall by borrowing from emergency funds. The top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee said, quote, the numbers don't add up. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.
And for WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.